For a few hundred years now, Western civilization has been splitting into two camps. The people who dissect and explain the world with a hyper-rational mathematical approach versus the people inclined to rely on metaphors, poetry, pictures. This conflict is what the writer C.P. Snow famously called the two cultures, science on one side, the arts and humanities on the other. Take numbers, the very currency of science. From the 1960s on, storytellers have used numbers as icons of sinister scientific modernity. It probably began with Joseph Heller's Catch-22. It was a great novel, but it was also a great title, a number, Catch-22, that perfectly conveyed the bureaucratic Orwellian mad scientist insanity depicted in the book. And so numbers became the way for authors to suggest futuristic impersonality and menace. 5 years after Catch-22, Thomas Pynchon published The Crying of Lot 49, about a vast corporate conspiracy. But I think the nature of the art and entertainment fetish for numbers is changing. I think that for cutting-edge artists today, numbers are a token of modernistic cool more than futuristic menace. How otherwise to explain the names of the popular bands Matchbox 20 and Blink 182? All the small things. Maybe that's because we now inhabit the future. And here in the era of laser pens and Palm Pilots and cell phones, the separate cultures of art and science are fraternizing. The scientific establishment is now run by scientists immersed since birth in a pop cultural stew of TV and movies and pop music, which is why the International Astronomical Union just named two newly discovered asteroids after the Beatles and Bruce Springsteen. These stirrings of a reunion between art and science are about to get really interesting. 2 years from now, the European Space Agency's Mars mission will touch down. One of its probes is a device created by British scientists called the Beagle 2. The Beagle will signal that it's landed by beaming to Earth a special five-note piece of music. No, not that piece of music. A five-note piece of music specially composed for the mission by the British pop band Blur. Then the Beagle, sitting on the Martian surface, will unfold a flap containing an etching of colored dots by the artist Damien Hirst. The Beagle's cameras will use these dots to adjust their focus and then transmit the TV picture of Hirst's dots on Mars 250 million miles back to us. In other words, thanks to science, we'll be sitting at home looking at art live from another planet. This is Kurt Anderson in Studio 360.